It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Each Thursday, we speak with Susan Demas, political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, there was hubbub in the State House this week. Clashes over the budget led to House Speaker Jace Bolger removing 8 Democrats from their committee assignments. 4 were later given back those assignments after what Bolger called positive individual meetings. Ken, you served in the legislature. Can you kind of explain what's happening to us?
Well, you know, legislators are human beings. I mean, it really comes down to that. And at times, tempers get hot and emotions run high, and leaders, sometimes all of this sort of escalates into a war of words, or, you know, one action begets a reaction. And this will subside after a couple of days. And to be completely candid, what often happens is the people involved, in this case, the leaders, after a couple of days, you begin to feel a little remorseful. You look in the mirror and you say to yourself, boy, why did I say that? Or boy, why did I do that? And you really, after a couple days, you're not feeling very good about your participation in it. And you meet with the other side and you settle it and you go on.
Susan, what are the big battles right now? Republicans still hold the majority in both the House and Senate. So what's happening around the budget?
Well, I mean, this particular incident was rooted in the no-fault insurance reform, which would change the way that victims of car crashes could get benefits. It would limit them. And that's a very highly charged issue. At the same time, we do have the state budget hanging over our head, and we have some really big issues there, which we've talked about before, with transportation funding and with the Medicaid expansion. These are very hard issues to find the votes on. And so I would say the tensions are running high. I would agree with Ken that this is a very unusual action.
This week, changing gears a little bit, the first major candidate announced his entry into the race to replace longtime Democratic U.S. Senator Carl Levin. That candidate, Gary Peters, is a 3-term Democratic congressman. Susan, what do we know about Peters?
Gary Peters has been a state senator. He unsuccessfully ran for attorney general in 2002, lost by about 5,000 votes to Mike Cox. But since then, he's had a really good run at things. In 2008, he knocked off an incumbent Republican for a seat in Oakland County in a race that people didn't really put great odds on him for. In 2010, he was the only Democrat to survive the huge Republican wave. Then he was redistricted out of his seat during the process in 2011, and he found a different seat to run in and won a hard-fought primary to secure that seat in Detroit and Oakland County as well, the 14th. So this is a guy with a lot of political lives, and, you know, he's generally come out on the other side. I think that the Democrats are pretty happy to have a strong candidate like him.
Ken, what are we hearing from Republicans about this race?
I think Republicans, if they can field a top-tier formidable candidate, they have to look at this as an opportunity.
You know, Carl Levin has held that Senate seat for 6 terms. Regardless of who wins that seat, what will it mean for Michigan that we lose that seniority in the U.S. Senate? Susan?
Well, that's huge for us. I mean, the Senate has had more turnover, actually, in the last few elections than in many, many generations. And for a state to lose that kind of clout, to lose the chair of the Armed Services Committee, is huge. And that can't be replicated easily, no matter who wins, Democrat or Republican. You know, it's a system of seniority. Carl Levin is somebody who works across the aisle, is respected by both parties, and has been able to get an awful lot done.
Well, I agree with Susan. You know, we have term limits at the state level, and so seniority doesn't mean as much as it used to. But we don't have term limits in Washington, either for the U.S. Senate or for Congress, and seniority means a lot. We have a couple of key chairmanships in the House, in Congressman Dave Camp and Congressman Fred Upton. And as Susan said, in the Senate, Carl Levin with Armed Services and Senator Stabenow with the Agriculture Committee. So seniority means a lot more in Washington than it does at the state capitol, and we're going to lose that.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Ken, Susan, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.